This is Ozarks at Large, and on this Wednesday edition, we pick up part two of our story about the Hope Humane Society Animal Shelter in Fort Smith and how the overcrowding there ties into a proposed pet licensing ordinance. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about how the new rules would work and why advocates believe they would benefit the entire community.
In part one of this story, Raina Rogers, the interim executive director at the Hope Humane Society, showed us around the shelter. At that time, they were caring for about 125 cats and 460 dogs.
They're in the bathrooms, they're in the hallways, they're in crates, everywhere. And it's so hard to explain to people just what that really looks like and how hard it is to come to work every day knowing that, like, that's your fault. Like, not just me, but our community. Like, they just abandoned. They abandoned this. I don't understand it.
Rogers says the city needs a pet licensing ordinance to address the number of stray animals on the streets and at the shelter.
And some people don't see the correlation between ordinances and the overpopulation problem, but it is 100% related. I mean, absolutely. If people are compelled to be more responsible for their pets or they can get assistance to get their animal spayed or neutered, it's healthier for the animal, but it's also healthier for our community because this won't be like this anymore.
On average, the shelter takes in nearly 200 animals a month. And while some will be returned to their owners and others will be transported to out-of-state shelters that have room to take them, Rogers says most are going to stay at the Humane Society.
There's a massive influx every single day, every month. There's never a quiet moment. They always come in. It's because of that contract with animal control, but they're technically just doing their jobs. Unfortunately, because of the population in our area not taking care of their animals and being responsible for their animals, so it's bad pet ownership, we end up with the animals here.
And Roger says none of that will change unless the city plays a role in encouraging its residents to be responsible pet owners.
There hasn't been much of an emphasis on that being a priority. It really hasn't. Once animal responsibility becomes a priority, these numbers will start to go down. And until that is put in place, it will always be this way.
That's why the Animal Services Advisory Board has been working on an ordinance that aims to get at what they believe is the root of the problem.
Puppies don't just fall out of the sky. They come from unaltered animals that often become homeless animals. So by cutting down on the number of animals born, we can cut down on the number of animals entering shelters.
That's Nicole Morton. She's a member of the advisory board. She's also a veterinarian at an emergency clinic in Fort Smith and a spay and neuter clinic in Oklahoma.
Right now in the city, there is a pet overpopulation crisis. There's too many animals and not enough homes. There are records of shelter intake statistics extending back nearly a decade that reveal pet overpopulation in the city of Fort Smith that continues to grow out of control.
Morton says differential licensing will help rein it in. The licensing would apply different fees for intact versus spayed or neutered pets. License A would be for unaltered animals and would cost $125 a year, while license B would be for altered animals and would come at no cost. Both types of licenses would need a certificate showing proof of rabies vaccination and a microchip number. Residents would be able to buy them at city offices or at the police department. And Morton says the ordinance would be enforced by animal control when they respond to a call.
They're not going to be going to people's houses or stopping people that are walking their leash dog in the park. It's going to be on animal-related calls or people that are picking their dog up that have been running loose or for whatever reason got taken to the shelter.
Pet owners who get a citation will have 45 days to get a license, and the citation will be waived. Morton says the advisory board crafted the ordinance after researching the rules in other cities, including the ones in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Their population size is similar to ours. It's a military city, and it has similar socioeconomic situations.
Morton says about 10 years ago, Lawton enacted a mandatory spay and neuter ordinance, which is more stringent than the one proposed in Fort Smith.
And after about 5 years of that being implemented, their shelter intake decreased by 50%. Now it's been about 10 years since they implemented that, and they have several months out of the year where they're no-kill entirely.
As a vet at an emergency clinic, Morton says she's seen the consequences of animals running loose firsthand. Many of her patients have been hit by a car or attacked by a dog.
And I started to just notice if they're intact or not, or even dogs just running loose that come in to be scanned for a microchip. And the majority of the pets that I see that are running loose, hit by cars, attacking other dogs, are intact.
Special Operations Sergeant Stephen Dooley with the Fort Smith Police Department says animal control officers have noticed the same thing.
The majority of dogs that we probably deal with are unspayed or unneutered. So, you know, it's probably getting to the point where we need some sort of ordinance that encourages spaying and neutering.
Dooley says the city has 5 animal control officers to make sure someone is on duty for most of the day, 7 days a week.
Our goal, and of course we work as closely as we can with the animal shelter, because we know the current situation there. Our goal is and always will be to try to get a pet back home.
The Hope Humane Society is the only shelter in Fort Smith. And at this point, Julie says, the city doesn't have elsewhere to turn to care for its stray animal population.
Outside of the Humane Society, we really have no other option at all. We've recently been looking into some other options, but in this area, there's just nothing that's viable for us.
Storm Nolan, the vice president of the Humane Society Board of Directors, says they operate on an annual budget of $1.2 million. The city pitches in about $300,000 a year to use the facility, which he adds has been seeing a shortfall of about $20,000 to $30,000 a month.
We're one of the only large cities in Arkansas without a city-run shelter. And I think that's one reason why we also don't have a pet licensing ordinance like almost every other large city in Fort Smith does, because the city really hasn't had to shoulder the burden of animal sheltering, which we're doing. And it is tough work. So we really need the support of our city to step up and kind of take on their responsibilities and make sure that Fort Smith doesn't, you know, lose its sheltering facility.
The City Board of Directors did consider a mandatory spay and neuter ordinance several years ago, but it was voted down. Sam Terry, the vice president of the Humane Society Board and a member of the Animal Services Advisory Committee, says this go around, it's time to get it right.
So it's never too late. We anticipate this is not going to change things overnight, but over a period of several months and even years, we feel that this could chip away at the pet overpopulation issue.
Nolan says the ordinance will do that in 2 ways, by preventing unwanted puppies and kittens and by getting animals back to their owners.
The argument against this ordinance, again, don't tell me what to do with my dog, that's fine, and it works for responsible pet owners, but when you put your burden on society as a whole, that's where government has to step in and make sure that people aren't taking advantage of their fellow community members.
And Terry adds, the ordinance is as much about addressing the problems animal overpopulation causes in the community as it is about addressing the perpetual overcrowding at the shelter.
Not only do we care about the animals, we also care about our community. And we think that it's a direct reflection on the community we live in, on how we treat our animals.
The Animal Services Advisory Board will present the proposed ordinance to the City Board of Directors at the end of March and hopes to have them hold a vote on the new rules in early April. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
In the meantime, Humane Society staff say the shelter can always use the community's help in the form of donations, volunteers, and adoptions. You can also listen to part one of this story, which aired yesterday, at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.